Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Live Talk Free. Wait, what? Talk Free Live. Talk Live Free.
Live free and talk.
I did Igpe Atenle the other day. It's like Ifre Ate Ivle. Right? Just to announce the name of the show. Anyway.
It is Free Talk Live. We have some calls on hold, but the phone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to try and get on the airwaves, if you get a busy signal, just keep trying back until the busy signal goes away. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
On March 16th, 2021, terrorists, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together to raid the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, the homes of Renee and Andy Spinella, and the home of Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. They're known as the Crypto Six, and they were taken into custody. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions, but Ian Freeman and the co-host here, Free Talk Live, known as Nobody, both remain in custody and have so far not been able to achieve bail, one of them being denied outright and having to appeal, the other one having problems with the system itself in getting any kind of a bail hearing whatsoever. So what can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. We've posted some information up there. There are multiple categories of information that you can choose from. There's a bunch of different ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund as well, because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal action and many experts to help protect the Crypto Six from further state aggression. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. And thank you to anybody who has contributed to their defense fund already. We certainly haven't achieved any sort of a goal. We haven't set a goal, but we haven't achieved what we think we might need. Some of these attorneys for this type of a case, this is a federal case, can go, you know, as much as a couple hundred thousand. So if you think that, oh, they've been advertising, they've got enough. Well, no, we don't. We really don't. So please, if you can, consider contributing over at thecrypto6.com. At any rate, let's go to the phones. We've got, thank you for holding, Major Payne. Major Payne's calling from Michigan. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, sir. Well, you guys have had me on hold so long, you got my marble spinning in another direction. I want to
spin away.
I want to touch on the subject of the government reducing our IQ and subsidizing it, but I also want to talk about this rod versus, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child thing.
All right, well, pick one first.
All right. Well, we'll go with the rod.
All right.
Back in, up until the time of the Civil War, it was legal. You've heard of the rule of thumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was legal to beat your wife with a rod, provided it was no thicker than the width of your thumb.
That's a myth.
Now, myself, I got a thumbnail about the size of a quarter. My old girl would be in trouble. And I had an old girl that wouldn't stay in the yard. She used to jump the fence. And I busted her, you know, jeopardizing
the
family.
Are we talking about a woman or a dog?
Yeah, you had a wife that you kept in the yard who would jump the fence?
Well, you know what I'm saying. She wasn't faithful.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're speaking figuratively. Wow, I'm sorry. I thought you had like a wife that you held captive in your backyard in a fenced area or something.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
No, but I'm just saying. And I don't believe in beating my wife. I don't believe in beating my children.
You're speaking figuratively.
But,
I get it.
Sometimes matters have to be taken into hands, and my marriage might have been saved if I'd actually slapped her once and made her behave, though I never did.
Your marriage might have been saved if you slapped your wife?
What's that?
Did you say your marriage might have been saved if you slapped your wife?
It might have. If I'd have made her just realize what she was doing, she was jeopardizing the family.
I mean, did you think that she didn't know that
she was wrong? I took her back four different times after separations. The family was torn apart four different times in less than 10 years. Every time I'd put something together, she'd tear it apart. It was horrible.
Somebody who's willing to do something
like that.
The kids were
totally traumatized forever.
Somebody...
Christmas is never the same. She left and took all the vehicles on Christmas Eve.
So you think she would have wanted to stay with you if you hit her?
I don't know if it might have made her think twice is my only point, okay? I have no idea of how you control. She was from a broken home. I don't know if it was fixable.
Right, right.
Well, I don't think she would have increased her value of your relationship if you'd hit her.
Yeah, probably not, and I never did.
Somebody who's willing...
So kudos to me. I went through all that hell and never did.
Somebody who's willing to cheat on their spouse and destroy their family and screw up their kids' lives is not going to be deterred by slapping. They have deeper issues and about what kind of person they are.
Right. Okay, now I want to touch back on Mark's point.
Okay.
There's a difference between a spanking and a beating. Okay, and that's what the problem is with the kids that are beaten and physically abused, you know, and mentally abused and just told they're pieces of trash and whatnot. And why are you here, you know?
They'll both scare the crap out of you.
Yeah,
a spanking or a beating, and
that is
what we object
to. Believe?
And that's the thing. I don't object to, well, I do object to the physical damage, but I even more object to scaring the crap out of your children. That's not helping them.
No, traumatization is more horrible than the beating. The beating's over quick.
I mean,
beatings traumatize.
But it's not forever. It's whack.
No,
and
it is. It is forever.
There is a spectrum of
abuse. Okay, no, wait. Let's go back. A spanking is whack and it's over. My old man used to walk around the block 2-3 times when he was kicking me before he'd lay a lash to me. And I was a rambunctious child. You know, sometimes I deserved it. He had a 3-inch wide belt with holes.
No, you
did
not.
I remember my friends coming over. I pointed that thing and say, my daddy beats me with that.
Yeah, you did not deserve
that. And I'd look at it hanging on the wall, and it reminded me, don't do that, because daddy going to beat you with that.
Well, you didn't deserve
it. But he didn't lay it to me very often. But, you know, every now and then.
Well, I'm sorry he did. That wasn't right.
Well, no, I could have ended up worse than I am. Hell, the states beat me. My daddy beat me, and I'm still standing tall, but.
All right, thanks for the call today, Major Payne. We appreciate it. I'm with you, Lee. You know, it's terrorism one way or the other.
Because if it acts as a deterrent, like how can you say something acts as a deterrent, but also the people on the receiving end of it aren't terrorized or something like that? Like that makes no sense. If it's bad enough to work, then it's bad enough to have the other ill effects that come with that.
Right. So the question in my mind, and I'm trying to remember how this goes, it's something like, does your child understand rationalization? If so, then rationalize with your child. Does the child understand? If the child does not understand rationalization, then hitting them isn't going to make them understand what they did wrong any better. So either way, you're in the wrong.
Yeah, so if they understand, right, you need to communicate. If they don't understand, then they need to not have access to whatever it is that they're doing.
Right.
And speaking of rationalizing in a different sense of the word than you meant it, you can see how he's trying to make sense of the fact that he was hit as a kid. He's trying to make his parents less bad than they were in those actions.
I have yet to encounter a human being, and if you're out there, 603-283-6160, a human being that was raised and never spanked who now advocates spanking.
That's a good
usually
point.
The people who advocate spanking will say something similar to what Major Payne, our previous caller, just said. Like, well, my daddy spanked me. He used to give me whoopings all the time. And I turned out just fine. No, I'm sorry. You didn't.
There's a lot of things I survived that I would not say is okay to do to someone. Like, if you've been mugged, you're like, well, I'm fine. Okay, does that make it okay to mug people? Because that's the argument you're making.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, they're stuck at this point of cognitive dissonance where they don't want to see their parents as having done something wrong to them. So they're like, no, it was good. I deserved it. It made me a better person, when none of that's true.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
We're the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. The telephone number, if you need it, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me.
Pigless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about, well, all sorts of things, thanks to the callers who have called in and participated. And we're going to do more of that, actually. So without further ado, let's go to Rob in New Mexico. Rob, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I have a few comments on the spanking discussion.
Go ahead.
It seems to me that the folks there don't have much experience or personal knowledge of what spanking is about. I was the oldest of five boys born in a row in my family.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bunch of boys together, they don't use words they aren't controlled by words as young as the girls are. So until maybe 11 or 12, we did get spankings, not a lot, and it was a very specific kind of thing. It was really a family justice system where boundaries, rules were defined, warnings were given when it was violated. If it kept on, it turned to a spanking. And by then, every one of us knew that we were justly being spanked. We weren't traumatized. It was a unpleasant experience, but it wasn't horrible.
Terrifying. Rob, do you realize that this is what every female domestic abuse victim says about their husbands who abused them? Well, you know, I did do wrong, and the beating was justified, and it was just sort of his way of telling me I did wrong.
The beating, the butt is not very sensitive to spanking. It stings. That's about all it does.
Okay, so you wouldn't consider it spousal abuse if they hit them in the butt.
You're being punished.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Peekless.
So you wouldn't consider it spousal abuse if they hit them in the butt?
I don't think spanking is appropriate above the age where they really have judgment developed.
What age would that be? Who gets to decide that?
For us, it was like 11 or 12.
11 or 12. Which is it? 11 or 12?
Why are you having physical deterrence for people who don't have the ability to use judgment? Like, what is that supposed to accomplish?
Nothing worked. We would stand in front of our parents, and they'd say, don't do it. And as soon as they turned around, we would go do it.
But if your argument is that you don't have judgment, and so that's why you have to use hitting instead, how are they supposed to control themselves with the judgment they don't have?
And it's not painful. It doesn't leave any permanent.
If it's not painful, what are you deterring?
And
you talked about getting attention. You misinterpreted that. Getting attention. You have to say it in a language that the person understands.
Well, okay, let me ask you this, though. You say that it's justified because they don't have reason, basically, right? So
they can reason, but they don't make good decisions.
Okay,
and
so if my
you can accelerate the process by using punishment.
Well, okay, so if they aren't behaving the way that you want them to,
that's great.
Hang on, Rob.
But if they just flat won't do it.
All right, hang on, Rob.
Sometimes
go ahead, Peekless.
Okay, so if someone's grandmother starts to get dementia, starts to make bad decisions, to be less rational, and essentially behaves in a way that you don't want them to, is it okay to hit them on the butt?
I've never heard of anyone suggesting such a thing. That I don't know if it would do any good. I doubt it.
But then why is it okay in that circumstance?
Similar things.
They're very similar things.
That's part of what I see in your discussion. You're making these analogies that aren't apt.
Well, you're saying a person without these faculties needs to be hit.
No, I'm saying that someone that understands this wrong and knows that you don't want them to do it, but they still do it.
And I think you're just making excuses for your parents.
Because they want to.
I think you're just making excuses for your parents doing a bad job of disciplining you.
No, no, no. They were, my mother rarely spanked us. She left it to my dad, and it was always at the end of the day, and he never raised his hand against any of us with any kind of anger. He would sigh and feel like, why do I have to do this again? And it worked. I mean,
I would just sigh and the desired reaction.
And go, why do I have to hit my grandma again? Was always gently on the butt.
Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it.
I mean, that's how the state operates. I'm going to use violence unless you do what I want. And you don't do what I want unless I use violence, because, I mean, why would I? But
cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome, folks. It's all one phrase now. It's not Stockholm syndrome. It's not cognitive dissonance. It's all of those things wrapped into one, apparently, because I'm with you, Peakless. I think that this guy is just attempting to justify the abuse that he suffered.
I just don't believe I was just calm and rational and not angry at all and completely detached and did it in a control. And I only use violence in a controlled manner when I'm calm and BS. Like, that's not what happens.
Nobody's dad spanks their sons without a little bit of anger in their eye.
And even if that were true, even if it was only used rationally, well, you know, I don't want to hit you, but I just have to hit you in order for you to do what I want you to do.
I'm unique in that I've had as many as 5 sets of parents in my life. And I can say that it is different for every set of parents as to what type of this guy called it a family justice system they would use. I've seen, everything from the hit on the butt to straight up beatings in my life. And I can't defend these people anymore, nor have I ever tried to. But this guy is certainly still defending the abuse that he suffered.
Absolutely. I mean, to a lot of people, it is much easier to refuse logic than to cope with the emotional trauma of going, I was abused.
Agreed.
And, I know you want to hold your parents on this pedestal.
And especially for those of you who, are older than me, I guess. Pre-internet, pre-having, libraries, you could go read studies. The fact that somebody screwed up, if they didn't have enough knowledge, you don't have to continue to defend the behavior. You could just make the argument, we didn't know that, or it wasn't accessible, quote, they did know it, but these particular people didn't know because they didn't have internet, they didn't have libraries of journal articles, or they didn't have anything of that nature.
Yeah, and also, too, like, just because everybody else's parents are doing it doesn't mean it's okay for you to do it to your children.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the country remained shut down after a cyber attack several days ago. The pipeline running from Texas to New Jersey was shut down by its operator, Colonial Pipeline, after being hit Friday with a ransomware attack. The company says it's unsure when it will be able to resume normal operations. The pipeline runs for more than 5,000 miles and supplies nearly 45% of the fuel used in eastern and southern states. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said Sunday that the White House is working with companies, state, and local officials to assist in getting the pipeline up and running again. And police in Colorado Springs say that six people were killed in a shooting early Sunday morning during a birthday party. The suspect in the shooting was also killed. Police say they arrived at a mobile home park early Sunday to find six people dead in one trailer. They believe the suspect drove to the home and opened fire on the party, eventually turning the gun on himself. This is USA Radio News. States are beginning to order fewer COVID vaccines from the federal government as demand for the shot is falling. The nation now averaging just under 2 million doses administered per day over the last 7 days. The Biden administration says that it's changing its strategy as that demand drops. Mass vaccination sites in many states will wind down in favor of more doses being sent to pharmacies and doctor's offices. Jeff Zients says the administration is trying to overcome hesitancy among some Americans toward the vaccines. The White House's coronavirus response coordinator tells CNN that they are turning to local leaders to help overcome that hesitation.
We have enough supply for all adult Americans to get vaccinated. We just want to make it easier and easier for people to get vaccinated. And for those who do have questions about efficacy or about safety, the three vaccines, the three authorized vaccines, are all very safe and very effective. So we want people to be able to turn to their trusted leader in their neighborhood, their doctor, their faith leader, to get information about the vaccines, to build vaccine confidence so all Americans get vaccinated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever you like. We're unique in that way compared to other talk radio shows. The telephone number, if you'd like to get on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Big Liz Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Been talking about, well, all sorts of fun things. What was the last? Oh, yeah, we were talking about spanking and abuse of children. One other thing before we go to more of your calls is children, that is to say legal minors, M-I-N-O-R-S, are, at least in the United States and possibly worldwide, the last minority group to gain rights in some way, shape, or form, at least as recognized by states, for example, governments.
And the most important minority to protect.
Agreed. So when it comes to, you know, human rights, I believe all humans should be treated the same as far as rights are concerned. If there were such a thing as extra rights, I would grant them to children.
Right.
Right. I know that there's no such thing, that all humans are the same and we all have the same rights. So, but if there were, I would grant them to it because...
Well, and on the subject of what we were talking about earlier with responsibilities.
Yeah.
So what you have as an adult in order to maintain the rights of children, if you see a child being spanked... You have to speak out. You have to say something. It is your responsibility to refuse to condone that behavior.
Okay, so how do you see that going down? Like, what is...
Well, Peakless Mountaineer is a pretty tall and, you know, burly-looking dude. I'm pretty sure if he said something to somebody smaller, they might just be, okay, whatever, buddy, well, and that kind of a thing.
And frequently it doesn't even take a speech. Like, most people will simply avert their gaze. They will actively ignore this occurring. Whereas if you look at them with a horrified look, that is frequently enough to get them to stop. I mean, we were talking at the break about when you gave someone a look of horror about them having to hit their kid, and they eventually, later in the conversation, came back, yeah, I guess that
wasn't okay. Well, it wasn't later in the conversation. It was later in life. But
Well, and exactly.
I was surprised to hear that from this particular individual, but so, I don't want to say, well, interfering, yeah, I mean, or not interfering.
We modify our behavior based on the emotional input that we receive from each other about
somebody
that
who's
behavior.
Hitting their kids, especially somebody who has no problem hitting their kids in the light of day.
Or in public,
if
right?
If you,
yeah,
like, you telling them anything, all that's going to... I'm trying to come up with a scenario in which you don't think that that's just going to make it worse for the kid later when they get home.
Yeah. You know what I don't see in the public? I don't see people spanking their kids very often.
I don't think I've ever seen, right, that in New Hampshire.
Like, but like, if it was okay to hit your kids in such a way, you know, if society as a whole sort of, or majority, sort of thought it was okay, then wouldn't you think you'd see more of it in public?
I mean, I did down there.
Hmm. I mean, I used to see more of it than I do now.
Yeah, the furthest
this is anecdotal
go, the
evidence.
Likely.
I have done no studies of it, so I don't know if it's occurring less in public or not.
Well, according to the study from the article, it's occurring less in general, which is a beautiful trend
to see. Awesome to hear.
But we're in New Hampshire, but there's the rest of the country,
right,
which contains several different cultures, and there's other countries.
Let's table this for just a minute, and let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Listening to you on KIVA, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the Rock of Talk with Eddie Aragon. And children's rights, would that include the right to say, like, actually know their mother and their father?
Do they have a right to know their biological parents?
That would kind of nix adoption, and I don't know if I want to do that.
I actually don't believe in positive
rights. Wait, no. Okay, stop your ears here. Why, if there's an adoption, does that absolutely mean automatically that the child is adopted? That means they will never know their biological parents before the age of 18. Why is that a necessity?
So well, you said that you asked, do the children have that right? And so if the parents want to give them up for adoption and don't want to be contacted before then...
You're making assumptions. Objection calls for speculation.
Okay, let's get back to the question. Do they have a right to know their parents? They have no positive rights. They have only negative rights. So,
why don't you speak in English?
That gets complicated with kids, because if you create someone helpless, you have an obligation, or if you cause someone to be helpless, which is what you do by creating a baby, you have an obligation to meet the needs that you cause from that helplessness.
True.
Okay. Let me go back to what I was originally calling about, because this is going off. And it's a great conversation, but it would take an hour to sort through it. So today is Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day, right? Yeah. So I'm doing right now. Oh, and you had Jet call earlier. Jet called earlier. You know Jet, right?
Yep.
Jet doesn't want us referring to the government and such. He wants us to name names. So in the spirit and the honor of Jet, Judge John J. Romero Jr. trafficked my children illegally. I proved it at the New Mexico Court of Appeals with a unanimous 3-judge decision in my favor, saying that Judge M. Monica Zamora illegally trafficked my children, and they reversed M. Monica Zamora's illegal decision. And that ties into Mother's Day, because I'm calling on behalf. Nobody gives an F about David Olson, David Brent Olson. Nobody gives an F about about me or my kids. You're sick of hearing about me. So let's talk about somebody else. There's a, I called in to KKOB radio this morning to the Eric Strauss show, on the occasion of Mother's Day because they were taking Mother's Day calls. So I called in and guess what Eric Strauss on KKOB radio did? He took my call and left it sit on hold for 40 minutes as all the other callers passed by me and then let the call die at the end of his program. Because why did Eric Strauss on KKOB do that? He did it because he knew that David Olson would bring up something about Mother's Day and parents being separated wrongly from their children. And so with that, let me point you to YouTube. Everybody knows YouTube. And if you search two damn words, everybody can do that. Parental alienation. And 2 weeks ago on Sunday, before this Mother's Day, there was a day dedicated for the last 15 years called Parental Alienation Awareness Day. Because yep. None of y'all know about it until it hits you. You don't care. Yeah?
Yeah, I remember Parental Alienation Awareness Day. And to your point, like I was saying about negative rights, they do have the right not to be trafficked.
David? Yeah, okay, so they have the right to not be trapped. To finish up the part that I had to say, and then I'll shut up, is that in the whistleblowing spirit that if you obstruct me, cancel me, silence me, censor me, shut me down, and kick me to the curb, and don't allow me to talk to you, then I'll talk about you somewhere else. And so that's what I'm doing. So it's Mother's Day, and there's a whole bunch of mothers out there that don't have access to their children, and if you go to YouTube and search parental alienation, you can see video after video after video after video. I doom scrolled for 35 minutes to get to the bottom of how many videos there were of these people that have been alienated from their children. YouTube parental alienation. That's what I had to say.
Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. It's certainly something I did not hear about until David had mentioned. I did not know that there was a Parental Alienation Awareness Day. I have experienced parental alienation as a child multiple times, so I do sympathize, and I know what he's talking about.
I'm profoundly grateful that when my parents divorced, they didn't try to alienate us from each other.
603-283-6160, and that is very often the case of what parents will do, particularly in a divorce. Everybody thinks they won't do it until they're in the heat of the divorce, and then all of a sudden, here comes the hate and vitriol and trying to put the child in between.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can be a part of the show 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. And it's no laughing matter. I think we might be the only syndicated radio talk program that allows just open phones and for you to talk about whatever's on your mind. So that is pretty cool for this show. And it's called Free Talk Live for that reason. Tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me in the studio.
Pigless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I want to say thank you real quick to Joshua. Why am I thanking a man named Joshua? Joshua is a silver level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. What does that mean? Well, if you go to freetalklive.com/amp, that's A-M-P as in advertise, market, and promote, you can find out a lot more about the amplifier program. Essentially, this program is a way that you can contribute to the show to help us get the ideas of liberty, freedom, prosperity, and peace onto more radio stations than we're currently on. We're on around we're on about maybe 200 stations right now. We could be on 250. 300 radio stations is not out of the possibility. It's all up to you. Joshua donates $5 a month. He's at the silver level. There's a couple of different levels. You can contribute different amounts. And there's some perks that you get for being an amplifier, like the amp-only podcast and the supporters-only chat room, that type of thing. But really, it's about getting this show onto more radio stations. So if you enjoy this show, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, if you've gotten any value out of the show, if you've learned anything, if you've changed your mind about a topic, then please consider becoming an amplifier and help us spread the message of freedom. And again, thank you, Joshua, for your contributions. We do appreciate it. We've been talking about a lot of stuff, and we do have Dave from Washington calling. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, well, some other day I'm going to call and talk to you about the youngest of rights. That would be the right to life. But this time I was just going to refer to voting rights. And there's some people, there's a move, and especially one party in politics, encouraging younger and younger voting to the point of saying, hey, we think, you know, 16-year-olds should be voting, and we want to get, you know, them registered in high school. And I'm curious as to what your thoughts on that is.
My personal thoughts are that if we're talking about voting for president, is that it is a complete and total waste of anybody's time. That's my personal, but I'll let the other hosts also pipe in.
So I think that moving the voting age downward, I mean, you've got two problems there where, okay, so for one, the reason that we had voting in the first place was so that people who were going to potentially fight and die if we get in a war would hypothetically be able to do something to prevent unnecessary wars. Now, obviously, that's not what happened, and the reason if I were an evil world-manipulating person, the reason I would want to move the voting age downward is because they're easier to manipulate.
Yeah.
So I don't care about voting rights. I care about results. I would straight up utilitarianly, how does this demographic vote? And there's your decision. I am hesitant to give voting rights to people who are legally property, which is what 16 and 17-year-olds are. And they shouldn't be, but that is their legal status, because then you now own property that can vote, and that's awkward. I would...
Well, what about a 3/5 vote for them?
I would lower the... Those people still couldn't vote. They were just counted in the census, which was...
Right.
Wild, but...
Insane.
I would lower the age of majority to at least 16 and allow them to get regular jobs, open businesses, move out. You know, if they are in one of these abusive households that we're talking about, they could just leave. That's always an option.
I actually got a job at 16. I went to the grocery store and got a job when I was 16 to pay for my car and my gas.
Yeah, there are limited jobs that minors can have, but you cannot have every job that an 18-year-old can have. You can't even work full-time in a lot of states. You can't work after certain hours. A lot of times you can't work during school. So, no, they can't. They don't really have a right to get a legal right to get a regular job.
Well, I was just going to say my take had been that I'm completely against the idea of making the voting age younger. In fact, if I was going to vote yes for anything, and I'm talking just all voting, basically, I would be making it actually older. Because in my opinion, I believe that you should have life experiences before you start voting on things like taxes and where money should go. You have to have some realization of what those things mean. And when you're living under your parents' roof or you're living and partying at college like I did, you don't have a reality on life in general, living out in the real world, so to speak, outside of your parents' house or outside of college, and just paying for bills, going to work, all the rest of that. I think everyone should have some degree of that in their backpack before they're starting to vote on things. So I would rather it be like maybe 22 even, which I know everybody said, wow, why would you want to raise it from 18 to 22? And I was in the military. I do get the idea of, you know, hey, maybe they should be able to vote. If you can go to war, you should be able to vote. But, I mean, yes, that's an argument.
Just real quick on that. So would you also be in favor of raising the draft age to 22?
Sure. I'd be fine with that.
I think that'd be a positive direction movement.
I think to make it, you know, equalized out, that would be fine. But I just fundamentally think that when you're voting on things like property taxes and those sort, if you don't own property and pay taxes on it, it's easy to just vote for other people to pay for things. And I fundamentally think you should have sort of skin in the game when you're voting. I also think it should be, voting's a right, but you should have to want to vote, you know. So me going to register to vote, I don't see any problem with that. I don't think I should be automatically registered and forced to, you know, opt out. If I care enough about voting, I should go and register and vote.
To me, taxes were most annoying. I mean, they've never not been annoying. They were most annoying when I was 16 and 17 because they were taking this money to do things that I wasn't allowed to access. Or not that it's not a payment for a service gig, but that's what they present it as. And, well, you're not allowed to drive past a certain time, and you're not allowed to, you know, someone else owns you and can tell you not to go to the library or the park. But they're taking my money and then giving it to whoever. That seemed the most screwed up to me. And then, you know, when you're 16, 17, 18, 19, hopefully, you don't have kids, so you're not getting all these tax deductions, but you have income, so you're being taxed at the highest rate possible. You're probably not married yet. Maybe I'm just weird, but that seems to me when you would be the most upset about paying taxes because you're paying it all.
Usually at that age,
and
usually at that age you're in the lowest income bracket and probably not paying any income taxes because you don't make enough to really, after the standard deduction, you're not really making that much as in the lowest income groups.
Hey, Dave, you sound like you are, you know, educated and can speak fluently. What is a right? Can you define that?
A right?
Yes, what is a right? You talk about voting as a right. So what is a right? If voting
well,
is a right.
A right is anything that you should be allowed to do without asking permission from someone else. You know, it's things that just in general, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You know, you have the right to pursue things in your life without government overreaching into everything that you do.
Is voting a right? I'm asking internally here to my co-host.
So I wanted to mention that I do think this entire conversation is discussing rearranging the furniture on the Titanic.
Agreed.
So, I mean, do you have a right to put your suggestions in the box for they're going to threaten people anyway? Maybe. Do you have a right to tell them how to threaten people? Definitely not.
So the reason that I said my answer, which is I don't think, you know, voting, I mean, I think voting is a complete waste of time when it comes to presidential voting. The larger the group you get, the less effective voting is. I think voting might be effective in a group of 10, right? But when you get to 10,000 or 100,000 or millions of people, there is no one that is more dumb than all of us trying to make decisions together. And we're seeing the results of that. I'm 48 years old, and president after president after president, all of the laws keep growing in number. They keep growing in stupidity, and none of them ever get repealed. When is there enough laws? I don't understand this, and voting doesn't seem to help at all.
Well, I agree that it doesn't change the way things work, but I do think it is an effective way of expressing your perspective on what's going on. So I think that, for example, Trump was a protest vote. Like, he was a way of saying, especially like when they were voting for him in nomination, he was a way of saying, we are dissatisfied with the status quo.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Now, it didn't change anything that he got elected. We're right where we were anyway, but it was an effective way of saying, hey, we don't like the way things are going.
We are out of time. This has been Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. If you missed any of it, go visit freetalklive.com and view our archives and listen there. Thanks. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.